Rowdy's Player earns Player of the Week, interviews with multiple stars, and dream debuts for Premier League strikers. Stick around to hear more.
It is time for the Rowdy's Rundown and World Soccer Report with Buster DeLay as we go over all of what's happening in the world of soccer. And here is your host, Buster DeLay.
And welcome to the World Soccer Report. The Tampa Bay Rowdies continued their winning ways as they blew away New York Red Bulls 2-6-0. The Red Bulls had more possession and registered quite a few scary moments in attack, but yet again, Tampa's defense was just too strong. Today, it wasn't just the defense that made the headlines, it was the attack. Within minutes of the game, the Tampa Bay Rowdies put the ball in the net, but it was disallowed. Then, Steven Dos Santos won a penalty. Team captain Sebastian Guenzotti rifled the ball towards the bottom left corner of the net, but his shot was brilliantly saved by keeper Luca Lewis. Quickly after this, Sebastian Dalgard's cross was pinpointed into the area of uncertainty, and a multitude of players could have finished it off. Leo Fernandez was the lucky one to tap it in, and just like that, 12 minutes in, the Rowdies were ahead. 24 minutes later, Seba Guenzotti did get his goal after he sat down at least three New York defenders and buried a shot into the bottom right corner. Only 3 minutes later, the two goal scorers linked up as Guenzotti's pass found its way through to Leo Fernandez, who curled it brilliantly past Lewis. 4 minutes after the halftime interval, Jan Ekra's superb vision played in Sebastian Guenzotti, who yet again made no mistake in his finish. Seba was yet again involved in the proceedings as he set up Jan Ekra after flicking it over the defender's outstretched leg on the wing. Ekra couldn't miss after the pass and tapped it into an open net. Not long after, Guenzotti tapped home to grab his hat trick, but to the disappointment of himself and the fans, it was chopped off. Finally, after some nice footwork, Ekra found himself at a tight angle but finished to make it 6-0. With this thrashing, Jan Ekra won Player of the Week honors in the USL Championship. Seba Guenzotti also made it on the Team of the Week, with Leo Fernandez being featured on the bench. After his mesmerizing performance, here is Leo Fernandez. Here with Leo Fernandez, number 11 midfielder for the Tampa Bay Rowdies. Now Leo, how was it to get a 6-0 win? That's crazy. You scoring two goals. The first goal, just electric when it took off. How was it 6-0?
It was good, man. You know, it was about time we scored some goals for the fans. It was a good team performance. We're on a little bit of a run. Every game, we just try to keep it going.
And after that penalty save early on, disallowed goal, how was it like picking your guys' heads up and getting back out there to be able to score? How was that mentality to pick yourself back up?
We started hot, so we knew the chances were going to keep coming, so we weren't really nervous about it. As soon as the first one went in, you know, we were going to get a lot more.
And finally, what is the feeling like to score a goal like that on this big stage in front of everybody when the fans go crazy? I know Jan got two goals, Seba got two, and then you got two. It's crazy how that lined up. How was it like to score a goal on the big stage?
It's good, man, but I wanted a hat trick. I mean, I haven't scored a hat trick since club soccer. So
I saw you were shooting every single chance you
maybe,
got, man.
Maybe next time.
Yeah, next time. Forrest Lasso, the man who loves his Krispy Kreme donuts, also joined me after the game. Here with Forrest Lasso, defender number 3 for the Tampa Bay Rowdies. Now, Forrest, how was it like getting that incredible 6-0 win tonight? That's insane. 6-0? Just keep piling the goals on. How was that like from the players' perspective?
I mean, it was fun, man. Yeah, I think you could see it in the celebrations, everyone's faces. We had a really good time tonight. We were doing the small things right, which allowed us to have a little fun with our goals and our celebrations. I mean, everybody was involved, which makes it even more special. But, you know, it's just focused on the small details and the results come.
And how would you describe to young players, like, how important it is to get trainings in to become where you are? Because I know you really developed as a kid like that. How important is it for young players to get sessions in?
Oh, it's huge, man. I mean, I can think back to, I've been doing this since I was walking. So just whether it's in your backyard, against your garage, inside, outside, with the team, doesn't really matter. Just touches on the ball and repetition. The more and more you practice the more perfect it gets.
And finally, what's your favorite Krispy Kreme flavor? Because I know you're going to be heading over
there. Oh, man, original glaze, OG
yes,
donuts
sir,
all day.
Yes, sir. To round out the exclusive interviews in this episode is the Rowdies goalkeeper, who has been commanding this incredible defense for the past two seasons. It's the king himself, Evan Lauro.
Here with Evan Lauro, Tampa Bay Rowdies goalkeeper number one. Now, Evan, how is it like playing in goal behind a strong defense like that and continuously keeping these clean sheets? We're up to, I can't even think of how many games. It's so crazy. How is it like playing in this defense?
I mean, it's pretty easy. I don't really have to do anything. I think we're at 11 or 12 clean sheets, and I think like five of them I haven't gotten a shot. So I'd say it's pretty easy. Those guys make my life real simple. So.
And I'm a goalkeeper. I'm training right now as a goalkeeper at age 14. What would you say is the best advice to young goalkeepers that want to get where you are and be as good as you?
Yeah, I'm still a work in progress, but thank you. Honestly, the biggest thing is just play games. Play games and train as much as you can. I know, like, parents and, like, coaches say it's easy to get burnt out, but especially in the keeper position, like, you don't get better unless you get reps. So train. Don't worry about being on the best team. Be on the worst team. You get the most shots. So that's probably what I'd say.
And how was it like tonight winning 6-0? Crazy win, crazy atmosphere. How was it like getting such a big win like that?
Yeah, luckily we're in a really good run of form, and hopefully we can keep that going until the playoffs. But yeah, obviously, the stadium was pumping, and it's just really good to finally get one of those big score lines for the fans and stuff. So.
And finally, what is your favorite moment throughout your entire career, all that you've done, from the Red Bulls to the Rowdies? What is your favorite moment in your career?
So far, I'd say my favorite moment is winning the Eastern Conference last year, for sure.
Oh yeah, that was great.
Thank you to Leo, Forrest, and Evan for your stellar interviews and time after the games. I was wrong last week when I predicted 2-0, but as always, we go again. When Atlanta United 2 hosts Tampa, I predict a 3-0 win to the Rowdies. What a great week of Tampa Bay soccer. Now, it's time to get loud with Loudon. Loudon United lost out against the Charlotte Independents and the Pittsburgh Riverhounds, both games resulting in 5-0 losses. Young goalkeeper Jonathan Minnell, who started in goal for Loudon, made a few superb saves against the Riverhounds, while Noah Abrams kept out a near-own goal from Tyler Gabara against Charlotte. Midfield sensation Jeremy Garay hit the woodwork early on for the visiting Loudon against Pittsburgh. The first game handed Loudon a handicap when Hasu Landry was handed a red card. Against Pittsburgh, unfortunately, the attacking presence of players like Canardo Forbes and Russell Cicerone was just too immense. I have faith in the boys as I predict a 1-0 win against the Miami FC. Miami presents a very large attacking threat, with players like Cristiano Francois and Billy Forbes being on fire recently for Miami. However, with Jay Forda hopefully being back to full fitness and with the defense being motivated to bounce back, Loudon can get this done. DC United recorded a draw with the New York Red Bulls, with each team scoring a goal. DC did go down early when English midfielder Drew Yearwood pushed the New York Red Bulls ahead. However, it didn't take long because DC's marksman, Ola Kamara, decided to turn things around after Sean Nealis gave away a penalty, which Kamara dispatched. In DC's next endeavor, I predict a 2-0 win against the Chicago Fire in the MLS. Finally, let's swing over to the Premier League. Today's hot topic, summer signing strikers. It seems that these new faces have grabbed attention right away, with multiple new forwards scoring on debut. Cristiano Ronaldo netted 2 goals against Newcastle United and added another against Young Boys in the Champions League. Romelu Lukaku has netted 4 goals in 5 games since his return to Chelsea, one being the game winner against Zenit St. Petersburg in the Champions League, and one being the game winner against London rivals Arsenal in the Premier League. Romelu also scored 3 goals for Belgium over 2 games in the international break. French striker Adson Edwards scored 2 goals after coming on in the 84th minute for Crystal Palace in the Premier League. These quick impact strikes were the icing on the cake for Palace as they beat Tottenham Hotspur by 3-0. Finally, Wolverhampton's new striker Hwang Hee-chan scored the game-winning goal against newly promoted Watford, rounding out a great game. Be sure to check out my Instagram page, at World Soccer Report, that's @ World Soccer Report, all one word. for more updates on my show and news. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you, as always, to RadioSaintPete.com for being my home base here on the show. This has been the World Soccer Report, and I'll see you at the game.